This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. We are back, and we are going to talk White Lotus. Now, the show, I know you didn't like this season.
Well, it's become a cultural phenomenon, but this is my problem that when shows become cultural phenomenons, they just tread on reputation. White Lotus season 1 was really good. White Lotus season 2, it's okay, solid. And I thought season 3 was by far the worst of it, and I thought it was a bad series that got lazy and... But because it's the White Lotus, you're like, oh, you got to watch the White Lotus. I'm like, eh. It wasn't very good at all.
I thought the second season was the best of the three.
Yeah.
I didn't mind this last season, but I get why you would say that. Like, I think the show is unique. And
it's a different watch. And
yeah.
This one did struggle. I liked more of the setup than I liked the finish on this one.
For sure. The final episode was
so lazy.
There was a lot of promise to this when it first kicked off, and it feels like they kind of missed the mark as the plot went on.
Yeah. So anyway, in the wake of the season 3 finale, the big thing everyone's talking about is the dad who wore the Duke shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That was hanging, his dong.
That was hanging dong.
Yeah. Jason Isaacs, I think, is his name.
That's
right. Yeah. He's a Brit.
He came out and said that it was Thunderdome on the set because they were all away from their spouses in Thailand filming. And
I guess what happens in Thailand.
They all just partied and banged and got in fights and hated each other. And
you know Schwarzenegger's kid was in there mixing it up. You know it.
Well, he's now had to try to set the record straight.
Whoops.
Because now everybody's...
And by set the record straight, that just means that he's trying to backtrack because everyone's like, hey, man, the hell? You can't be outing us all. Can you imagine if you were away at some radio thing for 3 months and you're over there talking to your wife every night and you're like, oh, yeah, it's kind of boring here and we're just laying by the pool and, you know, it's pretty low key. And then... Like, I come out in an interview after you're home, and I'm like, oh, my God. You kidding me? Ladyboys everywhere, and everyone's doing each other, and there was mounds of coke everywhere. And like, ah.
And you're doubly pissed at that guy because he says in his initial quote that his wife was on set with him. So it's like, because she's in the business, too.
Yeah.
So
like,
it's nice for him to say, but everyone else is getting screwed by his comments.
I'm not doing it. Meanwhile, your wife comes home and is like, hey, Asachi, let's have some chats about what happened. I would immediately call
Asachi.
That dude up and be like, hey, man. What
Shut
the
up.
Hell? Shut your mouth.
Yeah, I think that he ended up saying his wife was also in the movie business, but she hadn't been in a while.
Yeah.
And he just basically said, you forgot what it was like when actors, you know, famous people are shooting a big time show
together
and they're all away on location.
Yeah.
It's freaking Thunderdome, which I'd never really thought about that.
Pretty
but
cool, though.
I bet that is
in Thailand, on location, away from everyone.
At that hotel?
At that hotel for a couple months. You know stuff's going down. And
so,
look, and you know what's happening. The appropriate thing to do is everyone shut up.
So he says some friendships were lost while filming. There were feuds. He said that people were doing it, and of course that led to internet trying to figure out who doing it with who.
Yep.
And he said it was really wild, but now he has come out and said everybody's got it all wrong because we are only going off of his exact words.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said nobody has the slightest clue what they're talking about. People who think they're onto something, and it gets magnified because of 1,000 other people, nobody has any clue. So they asked him to clarify, and he said, first of all, it's none of your business.
You made it everyone's business.
You talked about it, you douche.
Then he said, I'm just saying it wasn't a holiday, and partly I started saying that because people think we were on a 7-month holiday, and believe me, it felt like work a lot of the time. It was insanely hot, and there's the normal social tensions you get anywhere.
Not just work. Didn't he, in his original statement, say prison camp?
Yeah.
No, I think he said it was like
said it was like a cross between summer camp and Lord of the Flies.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, kind of seems kick-ass to me. But, you know.
That is a souk-esque environment.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would have thrived in that. But you can't say that out loud. You keep that to yourself.
He said some people got very close. There were friendships that were made and friendships that were lost. All the things you would imagine with a group of people unanchored from their home lives on the other side of the world. In the intense pressure cooker of the working environment with eye-melting heat and insects and late nights. Mm. They say in the show, what happens in Thailand stays in Thailand, but there's an off-screen White Lotus as well with fewer deaths but just as much drama. When asked to elaborate, he said, I will not. I became very close to some people and less close to others, but we still all had that experience together, and there's a certain level of discretion required.
And yet, you did the one thing you can't do. You had no discretion. I can't be like, oh my God, Mrs. Buckley, you should have seen it. It was the craziest thing you've ever seen. I can't elaborate, but trust me, S got crazy, and then just walk away. And
don't
then,
twist my words. People are taking this the wrong way.
And then go to Buck and be like, I don't know what she's pissed about, dude. I didn't say anything.
So
dude, I have no tolerance for people that are like this. This also goes for, I'm not going to name names, but I had something similar. Like, when you're out and about, guess what? No photographs. Dip-esses. If someone is out there getting into some stuff, the last thing you do is take photos and then like send them to other people that are like, haha, this is hilarious. Dude, you do that, you don't get to be around me anymore. Like, that's just, that just doesn't happen. Just not cool. Yeah, this bothers me so immensely.
So the internet sleuths are out.
Yeah, of course.
And they have figured out that, or they are, yeah, figured out.
Speculating?
They are speculating that it's Rick and Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick and Chelsea, if you didn't watch the show, that's Walter Goggins.
Chelsea yeah. Chiklets.
And his girlfriend in the show.
Yeah.
They were a thing in the show. Mm-hmm. And they point out that her real name is Amy Lou Wood.
Yeah.
And they point out that the two did not follow each other on Instagram and never tagged each other in their posts after the episode. Mm-hmm. It also didn't help after last weekend when Goggins commented on an SNL sketch that spoofed Rick and Chelsea's storyline, writing, ha 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 ha, amazing.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't like it because, as mentioned earlier, made fun of her teeth.
She started crying.
She called it mean and unfunny.
Yeah.
So, you know, they haven't said anything about that, but that's what internet is.
Yeah.
They're trying to speculate on that.
Schwarzenegger's handsome ass in Thailand for 3 months. You know that dude was getting into some stuff. And you know what? Look at him. He's like 20-something years old. Good for him. And the last thing he needs is old-ass Jason Isaacs blowing up his scene. And if you're Goggins, again, mind your own business, Isaacs. What are we doing? This is one of those, like, we all have our pet peeves. This is one of my pet peeves. This is one of my great pet peeves. Doesn't involve you. Shut up.
Well, especially after you leave little breadcrumbs indicating that something much bigger happened, and then you're like, wait a second, where would you get that idea? I wouldn't... Don't do that.
No, it wasn't me. Of course, I wasn't. My guess is you were probably involved in it, too. You even said yourself.
So who do you think did it?
Then you probably...
You think Schwarzenegger got with one of the three ladies?
Probably. My guess is Schwarzenegger made the rounds.
Yeah.
He's probably
should.
He's probably rounding bases.
I bet that Valentine guy did pretty well for himself.
Oh, yeah. The Russian dude.
The Russian dude who worked for the hotel?
Dude, that dude's handsome as can be.
I'd sleep with him.
Exactly.
And somebody on the text line said that Mook is a Korean pop star.
Yeah, the gal?
The Vietnamese, or the Thai gal.
Yeah, the Thai gal. Yeah, my daughter listens to her. They're all into that K-pop and stuff over there. And yeah, they said she's like a huge deal over there. And then they had that really handsome Asian masseuse dude.
Pornchai. I like that guy.
Yeah, dude. That whole set was just made to be Thunderdome. And then you got the old guy there claiming that, just saying, but I'm not saying.
Hey. Oh, yeah, she's like a pop star, huh?
Yeah, she's a singer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Look at her.
I'd like to believe that the old lady was the one getting it on.
Oh, Kun Sritala? Yeah.
I want that guy or that gal pulling a Jody Allen.
What if it was Parker Posey slutting it up?
I think I'd rather party with the old Asian lady. Parker Posey, that's all.
Well, the hard part about that show is you don't really like any of the characters. They're all just kind of awful.
Yeah.
I mean, who do you...
I don't think they're supposed to be likable.
I know.
Any of them, especially
the
guests.
That's the whole point. I think that rubs a lot of people the wrong way because some people want somebody to cheer for.
Yeah.
There really isn't a winner in
That is one of my problems with it. And I don't like shows where they have no one, and I mean no one that has... Even if you're a bad guy, I can still pull for you a little bit. Like Goggins should have been the guy that we pulled for, but they didn't do a good job with his character.
No.
There was no one. Like, you can be the bad guy. Believe me, I'll root for the bad guy. I think the best guy there was... who was the guy that murdered Jennifer Coolidge? What was his name? The old rich guy.
Gary.
Yeah.
He was probably my favorite one in that whole thing.
He might have been the best. He might have stole that season, Uncle Rico.
You know, I just... you can't make everybody unlikable.
Well, they do.
I struggled with that.
Well, that's the same as... oh, my God. HBO Succession.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, even
they're all pretty unlikable.
They are, but there were a couple that if you're a bastard but you have style, like Logan Roy may have been the world's biggest a-hole, but he did it with style and he was a great villain, and so you kind of liked him. Like in a bad way. They're just, I don't know, this season of White Lotus just didn't. And I love Goggins, and I love Sam Rockwell. I wanted Sam Rockwell to be better. It just wasn't.
I thought he was good.
The end of it was great, but it didn't.
He stole a couple scenes.
He stole a couple scenes, but his whole storyline was sloppy, and
I agree with that.
It just didn't work. And next, when it comes out with season four, I'm telling you what, that thing's hanging by a thread. It's going to get me for about one or two episodes, and it better start good, otherwise I'm out.
Was discussing this with friends, but where should they place the next White Lotus? I know we've talked about the travel tour, but if you were just going to pick another luxury location, where would you want them to do a season?
Dubai. You could get into some Middle East stuff with some Saudi money.
I think
they have to go to one of these.
It has to be a Four Seasons.
Well, I don't know if it has to be a Four Seasons, but it's, you know, they're going to like high end,
right?
Yeah,
hotels. I wonder if they could do a ski chalet type situation.
Is there a place on earth that's more high end than Dubai?
No,
I mean you could, and I'm telling you, that's like one of the richest, most debauched. Like you could get into some stuff,
and you could do some things plot line wise with the customs there and stuff like that.
Customs and drinking and running afoul of law, and then you know you throw in a prince or something. You could rope me in there. You could also rope me into like a high-end African safari type place.
Ooh, I like that.
They're saying
someone gets caught in a lion cage.
So the guy Mike White,
yeah, he's the creator.
Yeah, he has already hinted to Rolling Stone about where they're going to go for season 4, and he said, "I want to get a little bit out of the crashing waves against rocks vernacular."
I can see that.
And some are speculating that perhaps a ski resort is coming.
That's what Buckley was saying.
So.
Yeah, you could do the
Swiss Alps.
Yeah,
type
Swiss
thing.
Alps somewhere there.
Yeah.
If you wanted to take it back, you could do something up in like Canada. You know, if you wanted to do I could do a Canadian super nice. Oh, you've been to Victoria? Oh yeah, you betcha.
They are saying it will be somewhere in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Because they're already scouting locations, and the scouting people have said it's going to be in Europe.
Yeah. I'm reading speculation for Norway potentially.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Buckley says, let's break.
So I can celebrate Juan Soto finally doing something. Ooh, yeah.
When we come back on The Fan.
Fan.
The secret to toppling an empire appears to be drugs.
Oh. Is there anything they can't do?
That's next. Here's Buck.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.